Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much for being here.
State Senator Taylor worked the crowd at a National Night Out event in Milwaukee's Lincoln Park this week. She was there with a small group of volunteers seeking votes in next Tuesday's primary election. The 13-year lawmaker says she remains very connected to her district.
This isn't something I do sometime. We've been doing this event for years, but this is the kind of work that we do every day. We had like 75,000 contacts in our office since I've been a legislator.
Taylor says she's fought hard for her constituents, be it on criminal justice issues or joining the other Democratic senators who briefly left the state in 2011 to slow down Governor Scott Walker's effort to curtail collective bargaining for public sector workers. But the senator's critics say she's too far to the center on some topics, like payday lending.
If we don't get it, shut it down! If we don't get it, shut it down!
About 100 members of Wisconsin Citizen Action demonstrated inside a check-cashing outlet in Milwaukee this week to support stronger federal regulation of the payday loan industry. A few minutes later, outside the building, Taylor's Democratic primary opponent, Mandela Barnes, spoke to the crowd, saying a cap is needed on the interest rates the short-term lenders charge. Representative Barnes, elected in 2012, says Taylor blocked a cap during the state's attempt to regulate payday lenders.
You know, she talks about the fact that she introduced payday loan reform, but she voted against capping the interest rate. I mean, that's something she can't run from. She's trying to, as she should, but it's fact.
Taylor says the charge is only partly true and doesn't reflect her wish to get a bill passed.
It's disingenuous to say to people, oh, she didn't vote for a cap. I actually authored a lower cap myself before, but did vote for the cap not to exist so that we could at least get something done.
Taylor and Barnes also differ on a few other topics, notably education and guns. Barnes says the senator was wrong to vote for the concealed carry of firearms and the so-called Castle Doctrine, allowing more people to use deadly force in self-defense.
This race is about public safety. It's about making our community safer. It's about combating the scourge of gun violence and realizing that more guns aren't the answer to combating gun crimes.
Barnes also says Taylor has done too much to help private voucher schools. So the representative is claiming the progressive label in the 4th District Senate race.
If you consider standing strong for public education, working to get guns off the streets, and providing economic opportunity to people, then that would make me the more progressive candidate.
But Taylor isn't ready to give up the left end of the spectrum. She says she's been a champion of corrections reform to help current and former inmates.
And how justice reinvestment has led to work that we're doing on two committees right now. One where we received a technical assistance grant, and the other where we literally are doing the work to move the barriers for people to reenter.
This week, Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele, a Democrat who says he works with Republicans to get things done, endorsed Lena Taylor. Mandela Barnes is highlighting backing from the Milwaukee County Bus Drivers Union, the American Federation of Teachers, and the immigrants' rights group Voces de la Frontera. There's no Republican running in the 4th District Senate race, so Tuesday's Democratic primary between the longtime lawmaker and her younger challenger will likely settle the contest. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.